This is Talking with the Gravy Train on Ski Tracks, the latest in Nordic ski talk and news. And now your host, Peter Graves.
Hello again, everybody. It's another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. I'm Peter Graves, and in studio today, we're glad to welcome the Chief Marketing Officer of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, Mike Jenquit, with us. Mike, it's good to have you. You're out in Beaver Creek right now, and Beaver Creek was the scene of a very big announcement that you guys made regarding television, which has us very interested. Can you fill us in a little bit, Mike?
Sure, Peter. Great to speak with you. We made an announcement on Sunday. I've been working on it for over a year, actually, and a culmination of a lot of meetings and a lot of negotiations. And this was my first big negotiation internationally involving FIS and EBU, so it was eye-opening, but a lot of fun as well. And we're really proud and happy to announce that the USSA has acquired the official exclusive all-media rights to the 2015 and 2017 Alpine and Nordic World Championships, with the intention of using those rights to combine with our normal rights that we have on a year-to-year basis with about the 25 World Cups that we do across Alpine freestyle, snowboarding, and free skiing. So we'll combine all these rights together and go out and, in the marketplace, push a really strong overall rights package to do a lot better on the one that we currently have with NBC Universal. So it's really exciting times for us. It gives us a lot of flexibility in what we want to do. It also allows us as the organizing body and the national governing body to really look at what we want to do with these rights from a viewership and fan perspective first. We're in a very unique position to do that, to deliver back to the fans the best viewership possible for these rights.
Now, Mike, tell me, does this go into effect not until next season, or will this raise its head at all for this season coming up?
Yeah, correct, Peter. This deal will start with the 2015 Alpine Championships here in Vail Beaver Creek, which is really exciting, as well as the 2015 Nordic World Championships in Falun. So, this will be the first time that this particular rights package starts. But we're already really we're deep in negotiations now. We got to get our overall, package for these rights and what we're doing from a distribution standpoint and what we're doing on, with television and streaming and mobile. We have to get all those plans in place now. So the work is happening now, but the first time you'll see anything, will be, fall of 14.
Okay, interesting. So let me break it down. There's been quite a bit of great Alpine coverage. We all know the coverage that NBC and all of its Universal properties have done and how significantly upgraded it is in terms of all the winter sports disciplines, which is a great thing. Cross-country skiing, Nordic skiing, ski jumping, for example, has gotten pretty darn good publicity and coverage during the last few Olympic Games. I think the Nordic community has been really, really pleased with it. But on the other hand, there hasn't been a lot of World Cup skiing on the network that's readily available for Nordic skiing fans. So I'm guessing that this is something that our listeners are probably particularly interested in, what it means for Nordic skiing.
Sure, Peter. The Alpine negotiations led this with, as far as the finances go and as far as the competition, where we were competing with a couple different bidders for these rights. In the back of my head, acquiring these, the Nordic World Championship rights was really important, and mostly because I will chart a television strategy against the Alpine World Championships, but I also want to chart both a television and a digital and mobile strategy against the Nordic rights. And, you will see, we control 100% of these rights now for all media, so And we're not a television network, so we're not beholden to the cable companies or to the satellite companies in how we exploit these rights. So you'll see from us, with these rights in particular, the World Championship rights on the Nordic side, a very strong and robust digital platform. Everybody will be able to see them. You will see a clipped program, so we'll be able to do a lot of great things with highlights of the Americans and also some of the other top international skiers. And we'll, you know, I'm really gonna focus on just the accessibility and the promotion of those rights. And there will be a television package as well that'll be nationally distributed. So just what we were able to do, and the reason why we were able to buy these rights. And I want to, you know, give a lot of credit to EBU and Eurovision, who's the rights holder that we purchased them from. Our bid was less money financially, but the bid we put together was one that would guarantee more national cable distribution. And national cable distribution is defined by a network in 60 million homes or more. So these are the NBC, SNs, CBS Sports Networks, Fox Sports 1 and 2. So we really felt strongly that the broadcast package needed to be there, the cable package is going to need to be there with national distribution, and then the digital package as well. I really credit EBU for seeing our bid and understanding the importance of our bid to all of the U.S. ski and snowboard fans in America. So that was a really key component to it.
Yeah, well, it sounds wonderful, and I mean, from where I sit, I view this as an essential part of the component to get more Nordic ski coverage on television. Broadly speaking, Mike, let me ask you. You know, you've been in this sport a long time. You were a cross country ski racer, and I know loved the sport. When you look at development of Nordic skiing in this country, we and in Canada, we have we've made extremely great progress, the fruits of which are likely to be on display in Sochi. I think that television and all the various media platforms that are out there is an incredibly important part of developing the sport and helping it take helping it go to the next level. So what say you on the role that television and the growth of our Nordic disciplines are related?
I was having a conversation the other day just about we had this amazing giant slalom race on Sunday with Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah, it was terrific.
And it was awesome. And at the same time, you've got two NFL games going in overtime, and you've got the Broncos Chiefs kicking off. So, you know, I just knew there's such a tremendous competition out there for eyeballs and awareness and in America. I was kind of having the conversation about what actually a great opportunity for us to showcase what we had going on and, you know, up again, and therefore a lot of people were tuning in at the time. A lot of televisions were hot at the time. And our ratings were slightly up. And I just think, you know, I'm a big believer in television being a key marketing force because it's a reminder to people, especially when you have something like, you know, people are not going to watch NFL football and go outside and tackle each other. But people will watch skiing and people will watch cross-country skiing and get out and participate. And we have a tremendous advantage in this country over our European counterparts with just raw population. And so we need to use that advantage to grow our sport and also at the elite level produce elite level athletes. And, you know, for us, our marketing begins with our elite level athletes. So specifically with cross country skiing, we've got this wonderful, wonderful opportunity where we're developing athletes at the elite level. I mean, Noah's ninth place the other day was awesome. And I really have high hopes for him. We all know what the girls are doing, and to have another girl in the hunt with Sadie is awesome. So for what we're doing at the elite level, can inspire a lot of people to get outside and to participate. And if I can, with these rights, and if we can put more cross-country skiing on television and nationally distributed and make it really easily accessible, I think we'll inspire more people, and then you just got this perfect snowball going with elite-level results, mass participation, and mass media. I really am bullish on it. And then you just throw on top of that what's going on in America with fitness and all these kind of different niche fitness activities like the Tough Mudder stuff and the Spartan Run stuff. And, you know, what a great opportunity that we have to attract all those people in the winter with a sport that can get them equally as fit. So I'm incredibly bullish on the cross-country market. And you know, these acquiring the world championship rights on the Nordic side was really important to me. There was a chance that they were going to slide out and we were just going to get Alpine, and I fought to keep them in, and I'm really happy that we got them.
Well, it's wonderful and super commendable. All of us particularly thrilled about it. How you live this on a daily basis? How do you find generally the Nordic marketability in the United States marketplace, Mike?
I think the easiest thing, you know, and again, it's really difficult to cut through the clutter in marketing sports in America right now. It's just, you know, we've got great passionate fans, but we've got, you know, incredibly developed sports and programs, you know, in multiple different, mass and niche sports. So you really have to be, you can't get too broad. So you really got to be pointed at the top in your focus. And so to me, when I look at Eakin and Jesse and Sadie and how deep our girls are, but also just how fit they are. You know, I have this conversation with people where I'm totally convinced that Keegan Randall is the fittest woman, maybe in the world, definitely in America. And so that's incredibly marketable. I mean, these girls they're such great personalities. They're so fit, and they're performing in a sport that a lot of Americans, especially women, are looking for some type of motivation to exercise and to get outside and to get moving. And you know, what a great opportunity we have with these young women. So, to me, that's a really key component of it. And again, I just think it's, you know, I just think for the mass market, and which will affect equipment sales and will affect people being involved in the sport, it's fitness, but it's also aspirational on how, you know, incredible our elite level cross-country athletes are. And then, you know, I think when you break it down from there, I think our USSA club system is very strong. It's very easy to get involved. And it's very easy to get your children involved and put them in a structured program, as I was in Sun Valley Ski Education Foundation, and have, you know, this incredible experience of competing and learning and traveling and getting in, you know, making great friends. So we have a great product, and we finally have some elite level product to kind of get to rally our fan base around. And then hopefully, you know, with this media thing, that's just going to, you know, shine the light on the great product that we have and convincing people to get out there and get involved. I mean, we're still, in America, we're still selling the majority of the equipment. And we've only scratched the surface, really on getting people involved and getting people out there. But, the market, as you know, goes up and down and fluctuates. I'm starting, you know, I talked to these guys and I talked to the manufacturer guys, and they're seeing some pretty good uptick these days. So it's really very encouraging sign.
Indeed. So, Mike, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's very interesting what you've got going and super commendable. So thank you very much, and continued success with your work with U.S. Ski and Snowboarding.
Thanks, Peter, and thanks for the coverage, and great to talk to you anytime.
All right. Well, it's another edition of Talking with the Gravy Train. As always, we'd like to know what you think about the show. Leave your comments at SkiTracks.com. For now, I'm Peter Graves.